Donegal Town needs to be moved into Phase 1. It's located in the mouth of the estuary where the River Esk meets the Atlantic Ocean and at Donegal Bay. It's absolutely breathtaking place, but unfortunately it's acceptable to all types of flooding. In the past we've seen flooding from rivers overtopping. We've seen flash flooding as well as flooding from high tides and storm surges. And there have been a number of devastating events in Donegal since 2019 in Donegal Town. In the aftermath of Storm Abigail and Storm Desmond in the winter of 2015, as well as Storm Lorenzo in 2019, and only for the Trojan work of council staff during Storm Barra at the end of 2021, we could have seen further devastation. So Donegal County Council predict that over 70 properties, both residential and commercial, are at risk in the area, and residents in Clarion Drive and Brookfield and those in Euro live in fear of new downpours and storm surges. So can I ask you, what is the time frame for delivery of this? Because the end of the programme is up to 2030, and these residents can't wait, hoping that it doesn't rain or the storm or the seas don't rise, and that they won't be visited by this devastation again.
So, Deputy, in the immediate aftermath of Storm Barra, I met with the Commissioners, the Chairman of the Office of Public Works and the senior officials on a regionalised basis, not only dealing with the North West, but dealing with all of our regions, to see if we can expedite those projects that currently are not in Tranche 1, because we do have an issue in relation to, unfortunately, some of our projects are log-jammed in judicial reviews, court challenges and a whole pile of other delays outside of our control and outside of the control of our local authority partners, and to try and see if we can expedite some of the projects that are in Tranche 2 and others. And the Office of Public Works engineering staff, together with our local authority colleagues, are working to see if we can do that. But we have a limited and finite amount of personnel and resources that are doing that, and it isn't that we are in any way holding back anything, and we are animating as many projects as we can. It's my intention, as soon as I can, in the coming number of weeks, actually, to visit County Donegal and to meet with Donegal County Council, not just in relation to Donegal Town, but the other projects that we are progressing through the CFRAMS projects, to see how they are progressing and to see the investment in the Office of Public Works. So I hope to be in a position to give a more fuller, I suppose, Deputy time frame around Donegal Town and the other CFRAM projects at that stage.
Can come back in, Deputy Director.
Minister, and I'm aware of some of the projects that are being held up outside of the control of the department. But as you said, that does provide an opportunity to move the scheme into Phase 1. So if it's possible to move this into Phase 1, is the Minister willing to do that in the first instance? You mentioned that you hope to go to Donegal. I welcome that. The local councillors, if they haven't already done so, will be doing so in the next number of days, inviting you to Donegal Town to meet with them and to the residents again to hear at the huge risk that there's there for residents and commercial property. But crucially, my question is if there is a way to actually expedite this project, if the engineers on the ground come up with a plan to do that, is the Minister willing to look at moving this project into Phase 1?
I answered in a priority question already to another deputy, Deputy Cairns from Cork South West. We don't have the capacity or the capability or even the legal standing to move projects any faster than they're doing, because we are a party to planning processes. So if we decide that we're going to try and gazump the planning process, there are people within this house and there are people outside of this house, Deputy, who will be only looking to try and get us into the forecourts. So we have to move flood risk management processes through a very through a sequential period and a sequential process. And we are very conscious and very cognizant of the risk to Donegal and the risk of all of the other communities in County Donegal. And I'm conscious of the fact of the scourge of flooding in your county, as I am, and the scourge of flooding in every county. But we are trying to alleviate it as quickly as we can. But we have to do so on the basis that we know and that there are only people out there too happy to try and get us into the High Court and injunct us and seek judicial review. But what I will commit to you is I will be going to Donegal in the next number of weeks, and when I do so, I'll let you and all the other Oireachtas members know, as obviously I'll be working with Donegal County Council to make sure that the time frame for my visit and to see the progress of those schemes, and we will try and get as full a visit as possible to the county.